But I'll be starting my show right now. Hope you guys enjoy it. 上を向いて歩こう。涙がこぼれないように思い出す春の日、一人ぼっちの夜。Yes, there's no Santa in Japan, but there's lots of sushi, wasabi, and some video games that makes people highly addicted and never leave their homes. My name is Alex. This is Katasu. I'll be playing Japanese indie music for the next little while, starting a little late today. But hey, I'm in the studio and we're all ready to go. If you have any questions, comments, please let me know. 604-UBC-CITR, those are the numbers. Or you can also send me an email at any time. I'll try and read it while I do my program. It is...
Sorry, man.
That's okay. That's okay. A little too much eggnog in the morning.
It's all too much wasabi.
Wasabi eggnogs. Oh, nasty. But it's japanindie@gmail.com. Thanks for the verb, Nimrod. And feel free to give me a call at any time. Again, that's 604-UBC-CITR. And just a reminder, podcasting is available on the web at www.citr.ca. I've got some great lineup of music. Let's start it off with some Super Snazz. And this is a song called C-3PO. Gotta love Star Wars. Hope you guys like this next track coming right up.
Yeah!
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Fiona Harley, you probably like that track because the song is called Motorcycle. It's performed by a group called Noodles. How suitable is that for a Japanese group? And before that, I had C-3PO for all those Star Wars fans out there. That was obviously performed by Super Snaz. This is a Japanese independent program called Karasu. If you just tuned in, thank you for listening. And if you have listened several minutes ago, you heard Nimrod burp. Thank you very much. My name is Alex, and I would like to share some Japanese news while I play some Japanese music for the next little while. I hope you will be enjoying it while you're listening in your car or at home, drinking a nice warm cup of cocoa. Japanese cocoa, of course, because it's a Japanese show. Obviously. Well, there's one incident in Nagano Prefecture. At a one ski resort, a ski lift broke down and left 9 people dangling in gondola cars for nearly up to 12 hours. This happened last Sunday. They tried to investigate what actually caused the situation to make the gondolas halt. But fortunately, no injuries were reported. Now, the rescuers had to climb a snow-covered slope at the Ontake Ski Resort in Nagano, and they had to force open 17 of all the gondolas and lower the passengers by rope one at a time, which is 20 meters above ground, all these gondolas. So it's quite frightening, but again, as I mentioned earlier, none of the people were injured at all. There was one passenger that had to go to the hospital because she felt slightly ill, but no casualties whatsoever, which is very, very fortunate. The police are still conducting an on-site investigation to basically determine what caused the problem. But just imagine, 12 hours on the hill, that's like basically your entire day. And if you just started going up the hill and you're stuck in a gondola, well, there goes $200-$300. Including the rentals and maybe the hotel day if you're staying there for more than one day. What a bummer. So hope that doesn't happen in Whistler. I'll just knock on wood for all the Vancouverites out there. And hopefully this will never happen again for any of us, because, hey, snowboarding season is now. It's going to kick ass, most definitely. Speaking of hot cocoa, I mentioned earlier, how about I play a track? It's called Winnie the Pooh Mug Cup Collection, and it's performed by Flipper's Guitar, the former band that headlined Cornelius. Actually, Cornelius was in this band, and after they broke up, he went solo and made his group Cornelius. So here you go, Flipper's Guitar, Winnie the Pooh Mug Cup Collection on CITR, coming right up.
Down, down, down. My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Thank you.
Hello, that was a Spangle Call, Lily Line. The song is entitled ERP. I'm not joking. It's like triple S and then with a question mark with ERP, with three dots with another question mark. So it's ERP. I don't know what they're entitled to. Don't know what they're talking about, but that's one funky track that I like to listen to. Before that, Winnie the Pooh Mug Cup Collection was performed by Flipper's Guitar, a former group of Cornelius. Let me just talk about what else is going on in Japan before I play more Japanese indie music. Oh, by the way, my name is Alex. This is the show called Karasu, meaning crow in Japanese. All Japanese music for the last 20, 30 minutes and for the next hour or so. So thank you for listening if you just tuned in. Recently, that there are a declining number of Japanese that are attending Buddhist temples, which is stirring a great concern with Buddhist monks. There's around 120 million people in Japan that are Buddhists, but the only time they would ever visit a temple is usually just for funerals or on special occasions such as New Year's Day. And this has led to 75,000 temples into great financial trouble, which I would like to know what they would like to do to that situation. Well, guess what the solution they thought of. The many monks and nuns of these Buddhist temples, they actually held a fashion show. That's right, a fashion show. And they actually repleted it with rap music and a catwalk at a major Tokyo temple last Saturday to promote Buddhism. This is a way for the eight major Buddhist sects to join together to and work together and promote Buddhism and hopefully win back believers to attend Buddhist temples more frequently so that they can continue on spreading Buddhism throughout the nation. A quote saying that many of priests shared a sense of crisis and a need to do something to reach out to people. This is a quote made by Kosuke Kitagawa, one of the organizers of the Saturday's event. And in order to change the young people, the youth's image of Buddhism, they actually have to use more of the modern themes or trends, I would say, to attract many young Buddhists to visit their temples a lot more. So their answer to that was to have a fashion show and rap music. I have to see this for myself, but there's actually pictures available if you Google it up. Usually some of the pictures are really outstanding. Usually many Buddhist monks, they would wear simple black robes, but in order to make it more appealing for the young people out there, they wore really bright green and yellow, some with like gold embroidery being all bling bling out there for the Buddha. And they even wore multi-layers of robes just to show that they can coordinate and be just as funky as the Shibuya kids out there. Now, would this be an effective work? Who knows? But this kind of shows that sometimes Buddhists, they need some help out there. And hopefully the youth can react to how they want to be hip and poppy, so to say. So, with no further ado, I'm going to be playing a song by a group called Buddha Brand. This is actually a hip-hop song, and it's a song called Dentosha Il. And it's a very, very, very catchy, talking about Buddhism in this rap song. So I thought it'd be suitable to play this track, and I hope you guys will be enjoying it. And maybe you guys might become Buddhists as well, but smoking Buddha does not count, if you know what I mean. Here we go. This is the song Dentosha Il by Buddha Brand. Oops, wrong one. Let me just try that again.
Be man, 社会に潜入、宗教、空想、科学、イルキュ、未知数。 に広がる俺の細胞を見つけ届ける変態満載夜の子誕生一日一生 UFO プロ流れる光のよう世にも奇妙な超常現象その時もう一人の俺を見るナージャイピラミッドのてっぺんケツの穴を差し超手で座禅鍵のよう散るして回って回って飛んでけ飛んでけ時間は無限無限イルサイ前線マドパキナンブレン本物表現狂言遊びじゃない俺は真剣 Like a 暫定つけん闇光線火のないところに放火特殊部隊ライカ忍者影武者エルフォー者最も危険な訪問者地球から一発いる
電動車 L 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 電動車 L
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, Visit CIPR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
City buster, I call it the crowd rapist. Ace of base shitty, compounded to drown faces. Out of the ground basics, bound to lost spaces. Ashamed of its own baseline traces. That's pure hate. Grab the internet feeds your village fright, right? I got the double ox wingspan dragon archetype tonight. The part that reflects light, the razor blade kite. Fuck it, the rugged word, my immortal beloved. Got you sucking up muppets for Bisquick and contracts and shit. Printed on the back of Triscuits and served rectally. What a difference indifference can make. My bad chemistry charts lines like lit up the range. Johnny the terrain ball borderline. Fuck your sound bombing. I'm heated like broke days with nothing but noodle ramen and water. Water tainted. Complain five time to transfer. Take me out, transfer to nine. Answer supplied as stab them through the nipples with their own bitchy ass rim shots. I'm audio too basic, combust with strange lots. With modus operandi and box the fun crush. You box with soft touch, touch with soft tentacle. Tickle me sickly, sedate my brain quickly. So much slower, the whole scenery seems. Moving through plasticine brackets backwards. After burn, full thrust, monks react trackless. Come to confront fuck slugs with soft tactics. Turn the fan faucet on them and burn them in their mattress. Then ashes float to heaven quicker than souls of children. Murdered by a strange man in the basement of the building. Time to build, time to be brazen with cane raising. The same fate of disdain with a grain of insane patience. Patting that, fire in the sky, cataract eyes. This is nervous, unnerving worship. Reported fortnights of journey through. Warning you, secret pathfinder to cast a bad sitcom. The laugh track added to the last cat shit on. The audience clapped like Dillinger gun. Masonic rounds falling down. Trample the trespass sound. Ample the stretch. Ample get loud as Tourette's. From Banshee with a megaphone. Megaphone. Hold the frequency. Hold it unevenly. Unsheath the jihad blade and become animalistic. Authority walks the plank. That's implicit. The shambles of the gifted. Dismantling in prison. This is just a CF thought card. Derailed the result is old feelings to those with false motion. All potion, poured a parched heart open. Cast it out, sold out in the open. DJ fucking Leno leave the boombox dead. DJ fucking Crusher making children throw furniture. Learning disabilities spring from the scene. Like a recessive biter gene. Ignited like a flare for all teens. Tall beams broken. Bring down the foundation. Found in a pool of cess where the worms are nerve stations. FM is just the feminine breaks on rotation. Company flow hold the mic naked. Time for murder touch. Fuck with the once known divine style. Dummy droid noise for bad cats and bastards. I enter like Aslan, demented and godlike. Odd mic clutched and chucked the glass structure. Sided to the funk with a working class rupture. Eating that body of martyrs and pump action. Something to fuck dumps with blood and dust faction. Techno spawn the last long cock rider. Get with it. Space goes before soul weapon. Get with it. Get got or got missing. Got a very soft vision of art. You got a deficit disorder of heart.
The coupons you receive from your support group can't protect you from the bone rush.
These are the ways of an endangered drug pattern. This is the flight of the hapless. You got it all backwards.
DJ Crush with Company Flow spinning his rhymes and going for the flow in that one. It's called Vision of Art. Before that, I had Buddha Brand performing Dentosha Il. After I talked about how the Buddhist priests are looking towards fashion and rap music to promote Buddhism, since there's a great decline of Buddhist participants attending the Buddhist temples. I just read an extra note saying that many of the Buddhist temples are even trying to attract foreign visitors and young couples to the temples by installing pipe organs for Western-style weddings, and even other temples would have cafes, art galleries, and other means to reach out to the young people who are interested in living through a different lifestyle. Just can't imagine pipe organs in a Buddhist temple. Good grief. This is a CITR 101.9 FM. Let me just do some public service announcements very quickly before I play more Japanese tunes just for you. And these are all events that are happening in Vancouver. And if you could attend any of them, that'd be fantastic. There's a few things that are going on. First of all, the Mochitsuki Day at the National Nikkei Heritage and Museum Center will be happening on December the 29th between 12:30 to 3 p.m. This is a great fun for the full family. Come and join them in pounding rice to make some sticky rice Japanese cakes, and you get to taste what you just pounded as well. There's going to be mochi, manju, and other Japanese foods and goodies, and if you want to get some, go to 6688 South Oaks Crescent, which is in Burnaby. And again, this is at the Nikkei Heritage Center. Everyone is invited to come, and best of all, the admission is free. If you have any questions, give them a call, 604-434-6260. In the meantime, if you're going to eat some mochi, you may want to check out their other gallery, which is Shashin, which is a Japanese-Canadian studio photography exhibition, which is happening until January 26th. This will be going on again at the National Museum, Nikkei Heritage Center, 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, and they show photographs of diversity of communities that have European, Chinese, Japanese, and African-American immigrants that are all depicted and showing their lifestyles in early Vancouver. If you have questions for that, you can give them a call, 604-777-7000, or for both events, the Mochitsuki Day and the photo exhibition, you can probably check out the website, www.jcnm.ca. And if you are a filmer, film is the right word, a director or a filmmaker that are very interested in making some Asian-Canadian films, well, Explore Asian and Shaw Multicultural Channel are pleased to present the Asian-Canadian Filmmakers Showcase during the Asian Heritage Month in May of 2008. And if you're a local BC filmmaker or of an Asian-Canadian heritage, or a person that likes to make stories or tell stories that explore Asian Canadian culture, then you may want to submit your full length or short film to this showcase. And the selected films will be aired on Shaw Multicultural Channel in May of 2008. This be fantastic. So in other words, your film can be seen by over 740,000 households in the BC Lower Mainland. If you want to get more information on that, you can send your more information or request for them by the email smc@shaw.ca, or you can visit the Shaw TV website, www.shawtv.com. Click a few links here and there, and there will be a section talking about this showcase. So if you're a filmmaker, this may be something that you may be very interested in. Hope you guys will be get cracking on writing scripts and make some fantastic films for all the BC watchers on TV. Anyways, that's the end of my public service announcements. Let me just play some music by Rovo. And the song track I will be playing for tonight is Mauve. It's a very long track, so sit back, relax, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of my program. Thank you. Robo with a song called Mauve, and a very long track, almost 15 minutes long. So if you listen to that from beginning to end, nonstop, you deserve a pat on the back. But nonetheless, it's fantastic music. It's really great stuff. This is CITR 101.9 FM, if you just forgot what you were just listening to for the last 15 minutes. This show is entitled Karasu, Crow, Kwa Kwa in Japanese. And my name is Alex. Thank you for listening to the program. Just a reminder, 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be walking in and sitting in this chair and talking in this microphone all about jazz. He'll be talking about the jazz show, and he always has some great selection of jazz music. So if you're a type of person that likes to listen to blues, listen to jazz, listen to some odd beats, then the jazz show is definitely for you. Again, the jazz show, or the jazz show, whichever you like to pronounce it, hosted by Gavin Walker, will be at 9 o'clock, 25 minutes from now. And this just in, there's Japanese officials a little peeved about the cause of mad cow disease. If you need a refresher, several years ago, Japan was hit with some mad cow disease infected beef. I think some of them were imported from America, actually. Very bad. And there were a lot of controversies on this issue where there were many imports, beef imports, with some mad cow disease in them. So there were a lot of discussions on foreign trade and what is acceptable and yada, 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 health issues here and there. But back to the story. There's actually the agriculture ministry saying in an investigative report that the alternative milk containing Dutch-made fat may have been the cause of mad cow disease that was spreading throughout Japan. This influence was drawn from investigations covering 32 of the 33 cows in Japan that were confirmed to have been infected with the disease. The mad cow disease, also known as the bovine spongiform encephalopathy, if I pronounced that right, I think I'll stick to the MCD, they found that the alternative milk made from powder animal fat that were from the plants in the Netherlands may have led to this mad cow disease. So I'm just wondering, since, you know, cows, they produce their own milk, why don't they just give that milk back to the cows, kind of maybe put a straw in their udders and stick it into their mouths directly so that they could feed their own milk. But maybe there's another reason for that. Maybe some nutrients or steroids, I don't know. But anyways, alternative milk mainly uses skim milk as its basic ingredients to feed the baby cows 1 to 7 weeks after birth. But unfortunately, some of these alternative milks, again, may have led to the mad cow disease. Maybe that's why I'm a little lunatic quite recently, drinking a lot of milk and a little wacky at times, but maybe it's the Christmas season that's making me all jolly and happy. Anyways, I'm going to be playing a song. It's actually a cover of the Beatles, if you're a Beatles fan out there. And some of you guys might be groaning, oh, the Beatles, not that great. But no, seriously, I think you'll like this one. This is a cover made by Boris. Yes, I hear some cheers there, here and there. Boris with Merzbow covering the Beatles song Walrus, or I Am the Walrus. So here it is for you young folks. This is Boris with Merzbow on CITR. Thank you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We just had Puzzle Punks with Seiko Tepecker, and before that, a cover, I Am the Walrus, of course, performed by the Beatles long ago, but that time, the one that I just played before that song, it was Boris with Mers Bow. This is CITR 101.9 FM, the fantastic radio station located at UBC. If you can feel free to give me a call if you have any questions or maybe some comments on the music that I've been playing for the last little while. The phone number is 604-UBC-CITR, or feel free to send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com, and I would like to read any kind of emails. I will definitely reply to them. Any comment is greatly appreciated. Again, a reminder, the Jazz Show will be coming up in 10 minutes. Gavin Walker will be brewing some great jazz coming in a short little while. And I'll be playing some more J Indie stuff just for you guys. And let me see what I have here. Gonna be pondering just a little bit. Scratching my head. Thinking about what I should play next. Ooh la la. So exciting. How about I'll be playing some Polyzix? Haven't been playing that for a while. Let me just pop that in there just a bit. In the meantime, while I set things up, I just want to let you know that a controversial adult satellite network in Japan called Paradise TV will be continuing to broadcast its nude news program, but it is slightly different. It's actually a nude sign language news event program that is hosted on their adult show. Even though its public money subsidy has been cut, Paradise TV said that it wanted to continue screening their nude sign language news because of the strong demand for the listening impaired viewers. Now, it did cause a controversy when a sign language naked woman was also receiving a subsidy from the National Institute of Information and Communications Technology, which is an administrative corporation that was funded recently by taxpayers and overseen by the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications. Now, this really caused some controversy, especially from the critics who found that it was inappropriate for the taxpayers to fund an adult program, despite that it's being a news program, although that the person that was doing the sign language was basically naked and showing her stuff. So right now, the Paradise TV decided, hey, you know what? We don't need the taxpayers' money. We'll just continue on with the program. So it'll still be going on. So if you need some news, and if you have like maybe like a fetish to see some sign languages, maybe you should try and get some international cable and check out Paradise TV. But that's one of the news that's happening in Japan right now too. Okay, anyways, I'll be playing some Polyzix music. This song is called Akai Mastering, and I'll follow it up with some Ashugo Tokumaru, and I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy those both artists. Hope you guys like it.
Regulations här, du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM i Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Oh.
Cut that music a little short because I'm running out of time. I wish I started my show a little earlier. This was Buffalo Daughter, Sometime Lover. I will play the full track hopefully next time soon. Before that, that's Shugo Tokumaru with Typewriter, and previous it was Polyzix with Akai Mastering.